This is Ted Kennedy. Elliot Abrams can't take a hint, so President Reagan should ask for his resignation in a moment. Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, it's hard to understand why the White House still permits Elliot Abrams to cling to his high-level job as Assistant Secretary of State for Latin America. Abrams violated the fundamental trust that has to exist between Congress and the administration on foreign policy. He deceived Congress about his role in aiding the Nicaraguan rebels, and he compounded the problem by antagonizing the Irangate Committee that exposed his deception and his devious attempts to cover it up. He has no credibility left, Bob. President Reagan did the right thing when he showed Oliver North and John Poindexter the door, Bob. He gave them the boot as soon as their irresponsible activities came to light. So why is the president treating Elliot Abrams with kid gloves? Don't tell me you think he ought to stay too, Bob.
Ted, I know you've made a career out of blasting the president and firing his staff, but a long time ago, I made a deal with President Reagan. He doesn't fire anyone on my staff, and I don't fire anyone on his. Anyway, Ted, don't you think it's about time you quit taking shots at everyone who comes into your sight and start thinking about the issues that are really important to the country? The Congress already has a special committee with outstanding Democrats and outstanding Republicans to look at those issues. Unlike you, they're doing it in a serious, nonpartisan way. They haven't uncovered any smoking guns, but they have taught us a lot and will probably produce a very useful report. It's too much to expect that you will quit playing politics with this issue, Ted, but at least leave me out and let the president and the committee do the important jobs they have to do. This is Senator Bob Dole. The terrorist murder of a U.S. Navy diver has just escaped the clutches of American justice. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.